And now on Radio 4, Mastering the Universe, presented by the leading academic and newly elected leader of the Poopers Party, Professor Joy Clamp.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish
Merry Christmas, one and all.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
The turkey is on the table. There's wine in the glass. There's good cheer, high spirits, peace and goodwill. For us passive-aggressives, ruining this atmosphere represents the biggest challenge of the year.
Nigel, are you a breast man or a leg man?
Neither, actually. I've been to a turkey farm, and if, like me, you'd seen the conditions under which they're kept, believe me, you wouldn't be tucking in.
Oh, righto. Alice, white meat or brown?
They string them up by their legs before electrocuting them and cutting off their heads. Then a big vacuum sucks off the flesh, while the parson's noses are sawn off, packed in big drums, and sent to Nigeria.
Anyone else? Anyone at all?
Yes, Nigel's taken the festive feast by the scruff of the neck and dunked it in a bucket of cold water. Welcome to Mastering the Universe with me, Joy Clamp. In this, our final programme, we'll be scaling the Sulkers Mount Everest, Christmas. Let me introduce you to the rest of the Henderson family. Here's Nigel's boyfriend, Jeff. He's a social worker.
Basically, if they put the whole parasitical lot of them up against a wall, that would make me very happy indeed.
Can't wait to hear Jeff's reaction to the Queen's Christmas message.
Why have you given me all the roast potatoes? Are you saying I'm fat?
Here's daughter Alice, looking for a reason to feel aggrieved.
Well, the turkey was quite nice, I suppose, but I must make a move. I really do want to be back home before dark.
And that's Gran, who lives 150 miles away in Taunton.
Oh, I'd better not drink any of this Chateau Lafitte then, not if I'm driving.
Dad, of course, who's going to stare at his plate and not say anything for the next 25 minutes. And Mum's none too happy either.
It's just when you've spent 6.5 hours in the kitchen cooking, you don't really feel like eating. I'll have a cheese sandwich instead. Don't worry about me.
Mum taking centre stage there with a blinding display of self-pity.
Absolutely lovely.
Really nice. Especially these seared chestnuts.
Those are sprouts, actually. Complete waste of time. Next year we're going to a bloody hotel.
Yes, the Henderson family are having a traditional Christmas with all the trimmings. Sulking, moping, hurt feelings with perhaps the odd migraine, nosebleed and suppurating gravy pan burn thrown into the festive pot. For most families, Christmas begins in August, when the end of the summer holidays heralds the start of the negotiating season.
But, Dad, it's a bit difficult for all of us to come to you because you live in a flat and you've only got 3 chairs.
Well, I'm staying put.
And where would we and the kids and Caroline's parents sleep?
It's a perfectly good sofa. You're more than welcome to use the floor.
It makes no sense for all 7 of us to come to you when we've got a spare room.
I just want to have one last Christmas in my own home before I die.
But you're 62.
Jeremy's mistake there was to let his father get his invitation in first. The key to controlling Christmas is the preemptive strike.
Hi, Mum. Just to confirm that we'll pick you up at 5:15 on Christmas Eve, and the kids want book tokens, and I've got you a strimmer. OK, bye. Oh, and happy Easter, by the way.
Joy Clamp's top tips. Always be prepared for a mistletoe ambush.
Jeff, what am I standing under?
Carry a can of mace spray.
Oh, I've got flames! Oh, God!
And remember, there's money in that there Christmas pudding, so don't miss out on an ideal opportunity to crack a tooth.
It's all right, I just got a sixpence. Just need to find another £499.19 and 6 pence to pay for the dental reconstruction.
You're so spoilt for choice for ways to ruin Christmas. The danger is that you forget to ruin it at all and end up just having a nice time, in which case you've relinquished control of the whole situation. An unsuccessful Christmas day requires meticulous planning, and I come to this charming rectory to kneel at the feet of the Queen of Christmas, Delia Smith.
Hello, Joy. Welcome to Norfolk. Come in.
Oh. Now, Delia, in your latest book, A Taste of Stress, you've come up with a detailed timetable for the big day.
Yes, Joy. I wanted to take the worry out of creating a tense atmosphere and putting the whole family on edge. And my Christmas Day countdown begins at 5:15 when the alarm goes off.
Is that so you don't forget to put the turkey in?
No, it's to wake everybody up so they'll know I'm downstairs on my own and in the dark while they're all having a smug bloody lion. Then at around 7:30, I like to get the pans out for a good clatter.
Is there any particular make or size of pan that you'd recommend for clattering?
Yes, I recommend these imported Italian pans, which aren't cheap, but listen to this.
Oh, yes. We can certainly hear that in Ipswich.
Keep this up for 10 to 15 minutes. That should bring them all down feeling guilty and asking if there's anything they can do. But most importantly, they'll be there in time to see you go out for your first sad little wander around the garden.
What a lovely smell of burning martyr. But Delia, despite our best efforts, something's bound to go right. It always does at Christmas.
And that's why I keep a bottle of something special tucked away for emergencies.
Oh, that looks interesting.
Yes, it's ammonia and hydrochloric acid.
Ah.
One whiff of that and you're out cold and looking at 7 hours in Norwich A&E. Cheers.
Marvellous. You're completely unconscious. So, Delia Smith, thank you very much indeed.
With me in the studio is my sour pussy posse, Alan, Emma, Chris and Susie.
Hello.
Hello.
And we're workshopping some fun and games.
Right, I really hate games, actually.
Not being able to understand the rules of parlour games, or indeed the point of them, is as fundamental to the non-enjoyment of Christmas as, say, eating sticky dates.
Come on, Chris, it's easy.
Right, what do you want me to do? To stand in the hall where it's cold and then I shout out the name of the film? Or do you shout out the name of the film? I don't know. I don't know. Bridge over the River Kwai. What? Do I pretend to be the bridge? Like this? Me very nice bridge. Although, when you see what those poor bastards actually went through, I mean, how Hollywood had the gall to trivialise it in the name of entertainment. Yeah, so what's the next film you want me to make fun of? Schindler's List?
Don't be silly, Chris. It's just a game.
Oh, I don't know. Just tell me what you want of me. Anything to make you happy.
Wonderful stuff from Chris there. Very good.
Woo, thanks.
Very effective.
Thanks. It was just luck, really. I just got on a bit of a riff and, went with the flow.
Yes, quite a pull you've cast there. Any vestiges of festive cheer gone up the chimney along with Susie's book token, which she made sure got mixed up with the wrapping paper. Lessons for control freaks everywhere.
What have I said to upset you?
What makes you think I am upset?
I don't know what you've got to be upset about. If anyone should be upset, it is me.
So why are you upset?
You didn't even wish me a happy Christmas.
I did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
I did, but you were too busy clattering pans in the kitchen.
Proof that you don't have to go around exterminating everyone to gain the upper hand. Final thoughts, Posse, on how to take the merry out of Christmas.
Well, a good tree is obviously very important. Mm-hmm. I buy the Norwegian brown variety. Ooh. It's a hybrid. The needles don't fall off on Boxing Day because they've already fallen off in the car before you got the bloody thing home. It's very, very depressing.
Mm-hmm. Emma?
Well, if you want depressing, I think you can't beat a limply held cracker so that instead of going off, it slides easily and silently from your grasp.
Yes, but what if it goes off snap by accident?
It's easy. Spend 25 minutes explaining why the cracker joke isn't funny. Like this one. How do you start a Teddy's race? Ready, Teddy, go. I'm sorry.
That is quite funny in a pathetic kind of way.
Yeah, but it just makes sense. All they've done is take the S off steady to make it sound like Teddy, but it should be spelt T-E-A-D-Y,
which would make it ready tea-de-go. So it doesn't work on any level, really.
Yeah, I suppose.
See? Yeah. Good. What woman hasn't experienced the warm, fulfilling glow that comes from not laughing at a joke? And what red-blooded man hasn't felt the testosterone rush that comes from pointing out the plot holes in It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, that is just pernicious cultural imperialism, that the vomit-inducing, mawkish sentimentality of white picket fence America.
Yes. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, I mean, Jimmy, I'm so bloody philanthropic. Stuart offering that Italian couple a mortgage when in reality he'd demand the wife give him sex every Thursday afternoon or they can whistle for their stupid house.
Mmm. Don't know about anybody else, but my buttocks are firmly clenched.
Yeah, so am I.
Toes curling up so much I've got cramp. Ow. Thank you very much, Chris. And still, nobody's seen fit to give me anything to unwrap, I notice. But that's all right, because I've got to present the programme, haven't I? Not to mention write the script, make sure everybody else is happy.
Yeah.
Oh, and nary a syllable of thanks for the goat I bought you all to feed the village in the Sudan. Hey-ho. Now let's return to the Christmas hearth and home of the Henderson family. Mum is sitting in the kitchen on her own because she feels she's been left out.
Mum?
Nothing's the matter. I'm fine.
Meanwhile, Dad's just returned from a 300-mile round trip to Taunton to take Gran home. 354 miles, to be precise, after she remembered she'd left her gloves behind. But nobody's asked him if he'd like a drink.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. I'm fine.
Meanwhile, in Taunton, Gran's got home in time to take a call from her nephew in Australia, and she pretends she's been all on her own at Christmas.
Nothing's the matter. I'm fine.
So Shane has to spend the whole of the Christmas seafood barbecue cheering up Gran, after which he finds his wife, Kerry, where else? Sitting in the kitchen, on her own, feeling left out.
What's the matter, Kerry? You got a face like a dingo's bum.
Nothing's the matter, Shane. I'm fine.
And in one moment, the miracle of Christmas unites mankind around the globe in the international language of passive aggression, the Esperanto of self-pity.
C'est rien, je suis bon.
Ничего, я не плохо.
Non c'è problema, sto bene.
Kein Problem, es macht nichts.
No è problema, estoy bien.
Mai wen tai, wo ne hao.
Hey, jo, wo te sütend. Es nix an der Hand. Gaat goed.
All of humanity in one voice saying one thing.
Nothing's the matter, I'm fine.
Who knows how far passive aggression has yet to evolve. And the voyage we will make before we master the universe.
This is Houston to Jupiter Voyager. Do you have a problem?
Nothing's the matter. I'm fine.
Professor Joy Clamp would like to give special thanks to Dawn French and also to Christopher Douglas, Sally Grace, Lucy Montgomery, Joanna Scanlon, Dan Tetzel and Geoffrey Whitehead. The programme was written by Christopher Douglas and Nick Newman. The producer was Simon Nichols. If you are suffering from Christmas melancholy stress disorder, well, so are we.